Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today. High up to 67 degrees, and tonight's lows will be chilly. Inland, it could reach... could dip down to the upper 30s tonight for your low temperature. Be closer to the mid-40s if you're by Lake Michigan.
We looked outside, and there was a 30-foot-tall wall of water and rocks and tree debris just coming at us, and it just knocked the house straight down with all of us in it, and we all got washed down river.
Man in North Carolina talking about losing his house in what was left of Hurricane Helene at that point, bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Znansky this morning. Point is, these pictures out of the southeast are amazing, and most of them away from where the storm made landfall. Yep. That's what's so remarkable.
Yeah, every hurricane, we talked about it, like, you know, leaves its mark in a different way. You know, you had the complete opposite with Harvey a few years ago, where it sat on the coastline, and Houston area got dumped with 50 inches of rain. This one moved in fast. And it moved inland fast. I mean, it made landfall one evening, and then the next morning you woke up and the storm was already past Atlanta and working its way into the Carolinas. So when it moves that fast, it's able to keep its strength. So, well, not completely, but enough to cause all this damage and still have a ton of rainfall with it. Georgia's a mess with tons of trees down. They have the Valdosta area. All the way up into northern Georgia. I mean, there's still like hundreds of thousands, if not a million people without power. It is an absolute mess.
I mean, we heard some crazy numbers of like 50 trillion gallons of water being dumped in a matter of a couple of days. I mean, just numbers that we can't even process.
Yeah. Asheville, North Carolina, especially. You had some spots that were up in the mountains outside of Asheville that were popping over 20 inches of rain, and then all that water comes rushing down. That's unheard of for that area. And when you get that much rain, I hate to underplay anything, but like, it's one thing to get 20 inches of rain if you're like in a, like, if you already live in a bayou or a marsh. Right. It's another to get 20 inches of rain where you're in such rough terrain and mountains where this water comes rushing down and it has nowhere to go but the valleys, and the valleys are the cities in Asheville, and You have a tremendous disaster there. It's just, yeah, it's a mess. It's, I'm guilty of it. Like, when a hurricane comes ashore, I always, like, you know, the focus is on, you know, what the wind speed is going to be at landfall and what storm surge is going to happen. What coastline is going to just get, you know, devastated. And then you don't think about inland spots. Now, this was definitely a severe case where, you know, it moved so fast inland, but like, I guess as the days went on, we are seeing more and more how devastating this hurricane is.
It also was so big, Niz, like across, yeah. Right? I mean, the winds that we had this weekend, that was like a result of that. That's how it touched us?
Absolutely. Yeah, related. So when we saw the little bit of clouds that we had at times this weekend, that was fringe clouds of the hurricane. And you're right, the wind that we had directly related to the hurricane, because wind is created by change in pressure. And we had high pressure to the north of us, and then we had the low pressure, which was the hurricane, to the south of us. And we're right on the fringe of that. And yes, the 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts that we had related to what was left of the hurricane. And just a monster of a system and devastating for them. You guys will have to talk to Tyler Moore, meteorologist Tyler Moore. I don't know if you've discussed it with him, but he was supposed to have his wedding this weekend in Asheville.
Oh.
That's where him and his fiance Justine went to school. They fell in love with that community. And you know, Tyler and his soon-to-be wife are like so compassionate that they, and I'm not just saying this. Some people always just say, oh yeah, they're caring people. They are so compassionate that like Tyler's like doesn't say anything about how disappointing it is about the wedding. He's more concerned about, you know, that community and the lives lost and stuff. It's pretty bad.
100 still unaccounted for, so that story is not going to get any better anytime soon. As of now, there's no other storms rolling through there, right, that we can anticipate?
Yeah, nothing in the immediate future. It is still the end of September. Well, I was going to say the end of September, the beginning of October, where this is still, you know, in the heart of hurricane season. So we got to buckle down for a few more weeks, and then things start to slowly go down by the end of October and into November. You still could get hurricanes then. But usually the big ones, usually the peak time is, you know, now and starting to wrap up in a couple weeks.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski with us. All right, real quick, how you feeling about the Brewers, Niz?
I like the Mets matchup, and I hate to say that because that was the knowledge right of the Mets will spank us. But it is the draw that I think we wanted. You know, we catch them. Yeah, we just got done playing them. They were just in Milwaukee. Now they got to fly back into Milwaukee after playing a doubleheader. And it is kind of the matchup. I like it. I like the team. Me personally, this is the team that I've been able to latch on to. We've got players that are enjoyable. They seem to be having fun. Names and you know, they're just an exciting team. So I'm all in.
Niznanski, all in on the crew. Thanks,
all
my
right
friend.
All right, guys. See ya.
And that's a forecast. We can take it to the bank right
there. Take it to the bank.